This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sam and Greg on this 27th day of October. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Listen, this guy's on the road. He's still waking up and giving us a call. Would you do the honor, sir?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we talked much with him since he's been to Canton, Ohio.
I don't believe we have.
This man is, if you go to Canton, Ohio, you will see him there. And he got to do a speech and everything. D. Orlando Ledbetter. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Rather pro football.
You're telling the audience, I knew this, but you're telling the audience they should go check that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
You know what I mean?
This has got to be double prop for him. Because it's in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? Now, you know, that's where our man's from.
All kind of good things. But I got to thank him this week because you know what happened this week.
I do, but you should tell the audience.
We're at Falcons this week, and Coach Rock comes in to talk to the media, whatnot.
And wait, and the audience should know who always gets.
D. Orlando Ledbetter always asks the first question.
All right.
He has earned the right to do that at all times. And he deferred. It's like he won the coin toss and said, I'll take the ball in the second half.
Helen Willis never did that.
No.
She never gave it to Sam Donaldson.
D. Orlando, man,
was cool, D. Led. You got to finish telling everybody.
Well, I mean, you know, he caught me off. I wasn't expecting that. So I appreciate that so much. D. Orlando Ledbetter, welcome to the show, man. Appreciate that, everything. Appreciate that very much, man.
Classy move, D. Led.
Sure, no problem, Greg and Sam. Thanks for having me on the show. It was Uncle Sam's birthday, and let him have the spotlight that day.
See, that's love right there. That's love. I mean, I need to make him a chicken pizza. All right, D-Lay. Listen, I'm going to start off this way, and these are two teams that sit atop the division, 4-3 records. But going into this season, other than what we surmised the Falcons were going to be, there were people who believed the way they ended last year, Tampa Bay was going to be the biggest competition the Falcons had this year. Well, as they sit here tied, do you still see that despite how they got opened up last week in their game? Do you still see Tampa Bay making some noise?
Yeah, I still do. They're the three-time champs going for the four-peat. And if you watch that game, the Ravens tried to, you know, stomp them out and blow them out, but they kept coming back. That defense just is a little bit too leaky, over 500 yards, against the Ravens, over 509 passing against the Falcons. So if they can tighten things up, which is Coach Bowles' specialty, they're still a formidable competitor in the NFC South.
I want to follow up with you on that. Do you, going back to last week's games, Coach Broyles is getting a lot of grief about leaving Godwin in too long. Your thoughts on that, whether it was him or any player that's a starter like that, when a game seems to be out of reach and keeping him in the game like that, and then this injury happens?
Yeah, it was a two-score game. It was, you know, they had just scored and got an onside kick. They were going down to score again and try it. I mean, you got to play to win the game. So I was fine with Coach keeping him in. I wasn't fine with his matter-of-fact comments after the game. He could have been a little bit more gracious and empathetic. But, you know, that's, you know, pulling straws at that point. The actual strategy was fine. But the coach's response to the media was condescending and a little bit disrespectful.
There we have it, folks. Dear Orlando
Lakers. And I like Coach Bowles.
Folks, in case you're wondering, that is Dear Orlando Ledbetter. And he is social. You can always find him at Dear Orlando AJC at Dear Orlando AJC. All right, today, Falcons are going to face a team that's down a couple of receivers. And then one question I asked this week, D-Led, was playing a division opponent so soon. They just saw these guys several weeks ago, but there's some differences with their lineup that they're going to throw out there today, talking about Tampa Bay.
Yeah, no doubt. The receivers are out. And, you know, when you see that happen, you know the other guys are going to try to overcompensate and step up. So they're not going to be Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, but they're not going to be a bunch of, fifth receivers either. And then they got a veteran in the group, Sterling Shepard, who, you know, has been around the block a few times, and he'll make sure them young guys are ready. But the biggest change, Sam, playing them so close, is that Anton Winfield's back, and Kalijah Kansi is in the middle of that defense. So the team that the Falcons threw for 509 yards on, they're not playing that defense. They're playing a little stepped-up version of that defense. So that's going to be the biggest thing on the defensive side of the ball.
We're watching for that. Now, why don't we shake off some things from last week? The slow start, obviously, is something that will have to change. You want to get off to a faster start. And just what did last week do for this Falcons team? I mean, sometimes you need a wake-up call. It's you know, you're still in your first half of your season, not your first quarter of your season, though. And that's kind of the nature of the NFL as well. But what do they do? What the things that they saw that were glaring last Sunday that they want to really make up for today?
Yeah. The penalties, you know, the false starts were, you know, they had one on defense, three on offense. The offensive ones were operational. They could fix that. Kirk can't be trying to change the protections late in the clock. That happened three times on the first drive. So you can – that's easy. That's an easy fix. The other one were the two defensive penalties, hands to the face and running into the quarterback. On third down, when you were off the field, kept drives alive, cost you two touchdowns, led to you getting blown out. And then, of course, you know, when you're down, you're trying to get back in, and then you have start the turnovers there. You get the sack, strip, and two interceptions. So that's a lot of bad football that you can get rid of pretty quickly just by getting a lead and attacking these people down here while you're on the road. So it's all fixable. They might have been a little bit, comfortable after sweeping the division, going 3-0, and now they're not comfortable. So they maybe can find their edge back and come down here and get a W.
D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I got to pull this from the side here because as we talk about this team this year and really enjoying how these weapons that last year weren't being used but are this year, I got to ask you a question from my neighbor Chris. Chris lives behind me. You heard me talk about him a lot, Sam. He's the one who got the big black Rottweiler named Cassius Clay.
Right.
All right. He wants to know, while he loves how Bijan and Drake London are being used this year, he feels like they're still trying to figure out what to do with Kyle Pitts. How are you looking at how this team, this offense, is using Pitts this year?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Yeah, I just had to figure it out. I had to ask him a couple times what was going on. And they're using him in more of a traditional tight end role. They keep talking about his blocking. Mm-hmm. And just look at the Rams and Alex Higbee. He's Alex Higbee. He's not getting the Cooper Kupp routes. Those are all going to London. That's why London's got so many targets. And, you know, if they start jumping London, then he goes to Pitts, and he's been able to get the 52-yarder, the 50, a 32, some big plays here and there. But Kyle's real short in his interview. He's not real revealing. But one thing that I asked was, hey, are they running the same routes you ran with Matt Ryan as a rookie? And he said he gave me a quick no, none of that. And that seemed to me to tell me that he's not really happy with what they're doing. But I need to keep working on that. But that seemed like that would make sense to me. If I'm Zach Robinson, I'm going to go look at that year and whatever was working to get him 1,000 yards. I'm going to have some of that into the, I'm going to bake some of that into the offensive cake. But that's not in there. And I got to dig a little bit deeper on that and try to figure out why.
All right, spending time, wayfort.com hotline with D. Orlando Ledbetter, AJC. He is in Tampa where the Falcons take on the Tampa Bay Bucks for the second time this season later on today. Falcons trying to make it 4 out of 4 against division opponents. We'd like to see some more pass rush here, D. Led. We thought we would see more of it. Maybe it's on the way. Maybe we just got to get some things, worked out up front. But thoughts about that and the difference that could make today?
Yeah, no doubt. They had 1-1 last time. One hit, one sack, sack, and 6 hits against Geno Smith last week. But I talked to Jimmy Lake, during the week conference about, hey, what about the pass rush? And, we broke it down, went through the stories on AJC.com, went through each player and how he thought they were doing. And he gave me a lot of positive spin on it, but the numbers speak for themselves. They're last in the league with 6 sacks.
Wow.
And so they want to talk about getting the quarterback off the spot and all this happy honky-dory stuff. He said Judon and Abakete are doing good. They're almost there. The pass rush is evolving. He's just being nice. He's not going to blast his players. But, the numbers are what they are. Judon came here with 66.5 sacks in his career. And he's got 1.5 sacks through 7 games. So, he's got to get home. Arno Abakete had 6 sacks last year. So we were thinking, oh, okay, he'll get better and get up to 10. Double-digit sack guy. He's got 0 sacks. So, they can talk that move up the spot and hurry and knock them down stuff, but the pass rush isn't getting home. They need to do a better job of it. I would have been a bit more respectful if he said that.
Listen, I got you know more than anybody what it looks like. So I'm just going to ask you this right now on the 27th of October. With your eyeballs, does this look like a playoff team?
Yeah, because it's not, no, it does, Greg. But, you know, they got to keep getting better. They can't keep going back like they did last week. And the fact of the matter is there's only one playoff team out there right now. That's Detroit. The rest of the conference is looking pretty scattershot right now.
Even Minnesota?
Well, no. I want to ask them first. You're not scared about Hutchinson being down? You still putting Detroit there at number one?
Oh, that offense is powerful. Yeah, they could run it down your throat with both of those running backs, and the quarterback knows what he's doing. So they just came back and beat Minnesota. I don't think Sam Darnold. We haven't seen Sam Darnold do it for 17 games. So even though he got his face mask grabbed against the Rams Thursday night, I'm not willing to just wash away all those years with the Jets and. I didn't like him coming out of USC, but I was the only one. So I don't count Minnesota in that group. San Francisco's hurt. The only team that I would pencil in for the playoffs right now is Detroit.
Wow. Before we let you go, speaking of quarterbacks, we're talking to Tua, got the green light to go back and play. Your thoughts on that when you hear that, D-Led?
Well, if he's going to play and he's going to slide, fine. If he's going to ram himself into players, that's not a good thing. I'm on the side of him trying to play, but playing the right way. He clearly wasn't. They haven't gotten through to him because there was no need for him to dip his head and run into somebody. I mean, I know, you know, you're playing football, but he's got to know that he's got to slide. Just live for the next play. They're going to be better with him out there than him injured. And we saw it a few years back when Matt Ryan was at the goal line against the Saints, and people wanted him to try to run over the linebacker. That wouldn't have helped out the Falcons or Matt Ryan. So this kid's got to learn that, hey, you know, I have this issue, and I need to take care of myself out there on the football field. Now, if he gets hit in a regular football play, then, you know, that's probably the end of his career at this point. So, yeah, it's kind of scary. But now the league's got better things in place. He should wear the Guardian helmet or one of the more higher security safety helmets. If you can't get through him and protect him, and he can't protect himself, then I don't know if the league can kick a player out, but, the doctors might be able to do that now.
I said earlier it's going to take an owner to step in and say, listen, I'm not having this player's passing on my conscience just to win a game. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but I think it's going to come to that. Sam brought that up earlier, too, because I just wondered, at some point you got to step in and save them from themselves.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And they talk about player safety. That would be the ultimate player safety move.
Yep. All right, D-Led, listen, bring the city back a win, and you guys travel safely, and thank you as always.
Thanks a lot, bro.
All right, I just want to make deadline. I'll let y'all worry about the wins and losses.
All right, fair enough. D. Orlando.
All righty.
D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg here. Coming up, as we move toward the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to spend some time talking about Kennesaw State coach Abdul Raheem. Tim Scarborough, he's going to join us top of the hour. Going to have Terrell Thomas bring some NBA knowledge.
Because Hawks play today.
Yeah, man.
They're off to a 2-0 start.
So we're going to talk to Terrell coming up. But there is money flying through the air. I got a couple stories. And if I told you, Sam, that Brad Pitt's going to join us, would you be surprised or would you tune in for that?
Oh, hey.
Well, he's going to join us.
All
coming up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.